Okay, so good evening. We could actually, where we will, we'll begin from sort of the end of last week's year. Because last week we were discussing the issue of Dalet al Dalet, of the about the requisite size for a room that requires a mezuzah. So first we talked about whether it's 4x4, whether it's 16 square amos. Then we discussed machlokas between the Chamudi Daniel and Rabbi Kiva Eger about if you have a room that's smaller, but yet it has a tashmish, there's a specific purpose for it. Chamudi Daniel says you'd have a mezuzah going into the room. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, well, then you would have a mezuzah coming out of the room. And then we get to a question that comes up pretty regularly, maybe not as much for people here in Wynwood so much, but certainly came up a lot when I was in the Heights in Riverdale. Actually, it came up in my apartment. What counts towards that space, right? So if you have a space that is 4x4 amos, so does that, what counts as the room? The floor? What about if there's a built-in counter? What about if there's a refrigerator? What about a washing machine? What about all of those different things? Do those count towards the 4x4 amos count? Or do we say that because you can't walk there, because the floor there is covered, so one is not going, it would not count towards that amount? So on the first page here of the sources, so this is just a page from Sefer HaMezuzah. So if we go to Chaf Ches, so it says straight up, Kelim u'machshirim, machinen, if you're not sure what machshirin are, right? Bivayis she'efshar lahazizam mimakum lamakum, that are possible to move from place to place. Afilu im bepoel mazizam osam rak li'itim rechokos, even though you may only move it once in a long time, kmo tanur, kirayim, mekarer, mechona, kvisa, like a oven, stove, refrigerator, washing machine, v'chadome, v'chol shekein shulchan v'sofa. Is that the Hebrew word for couch? Is sofa? Sin pei? What? Isn't it like safsal or something?
Safsal, I believe, is a
couch. A safa would be a couch in modern Hebrew? All right. So none of those things detract from the 4 amos of the space. So you would therefore count the whole room, meaning anything in that room, the 4x4 count would include any large kelim that are in that room, right? So in your kitchen, so you would count the oven, you count the refrigerator, you would count all of those things towards the 4x4 count. Now, the question then becomes, all right, well, what about things that are more built in, right? So if we go down to the next page here, right, the next page, Chavtes, it says, Mechitza kavua gavoa asar tfachim. If you have a wall that goes above 10 tfachim, or afilu amud shirachav tefach, or even if you have a pillar that is a tefach wide, v'gova asar tfachim, and 10 tfachim high, af she'inam mafsikin b'chol gova hacheder, even though it doesn't go all the way to the top of the roof, einam olin l'cheshbon arba amos. So then it's not going to count. What are these numbers coming from? Where does it get this idea of a pillar, 10 amos, what does that have to, 10 tfachim, what does that have to do with anything? So a lot of these are sort of pulling dinam over from the laws of Erevin. That from the law, what's considered to be the ground, what's considered to be separate, right? So if you have a pillar that is a small pillar in an area, so that's referred to in Hilchos Eruvin as a makom patur, sort of a exempt area. It's neither Rishus HaYachin nor is it Rishus HaRabim. So he says here, so therefore you see that if it's like a pillar that's coming up from the ground and it goes 10 tefachim high, so you see in Hilchos Eruvin it's not really considered part of the space. So to here, it's not going to be considered part of the space. V'tzorach shiyeh chalol panoi begodel arba amos al arba amos o shiyeh b'chol shetach hacheder mibaladehem sheshesurei amos meruvos. So therefore, in order for a room to have these things in it, that has these things in it, it requires either it to be 4x4 amos itself to be that large. So for instance, I guess if you would have a large counter in the middle of a room, right? So that would then, that is no longer a pillar, that's called a counter. Or you need four amos by four amos besides that space. Besides that space. So, and then one more halacha here probably is good to quote here. So, and then the Lamed says, Aronos matpeach, shayish v'chadomish hemi tashmishe habayit. If you have like a large closet or bookshelves or things like that, that are for the house, afshe mechubarim v'kavuim v'karka v'kavuim asar tfachim, even though it might be stuck to the ground and ten tfachim high, or really firm in the ground and goes ten tfachim high, Einam mimatim es godel hacheder umitzar from the sheer arba amos, and that's not going to diminish the size of the room, and umitzar from the sheer arba amos, and that will therefore join for the count of four amos. So what is that then including? So I think the major distinction between chaf tes and lamin is what about counter space, not a middle island in a kitchen, but counter space around the outside of a kitchen. So what is that space? Is that, do we say, well, that's not the 4x4 amos space, and therefore we're not going to count it towards the space and the floor, we're not going to count it towards the measurements of the floor? Or do we say that, no, that's like an aron matbeach, that's like a bookshelf or something like that, which is mitashmishe habayis, that's for the purpose of the room, right? That is, why is there a counter there? So is a counter diminishing the kitchen? No, the counter is what makes the kitchen a kitchen. That's what makes the room a room. So therefore, if it is for the purpose of that space, so then it would certainly, so then it should count towards the dalet al dalet, even though it might be more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So if we, so through this, he doesn't really come down on a clear understanding, a clear description of what's what. But the truth is, if you go in the Chovas Hadar, so the Sefer Chovas Hadar, I only put on page Mem, but page Lamed Tes, Sif Ches, says that it needs to be, here, let me just pull it out here. So the Sefer Chovas Hadar records it as Perek Dalid, Sif Ches, Cheder Shiyesh Bo Dalet Al Dalet Umiyatu Bekelim, Chayef, right, and it's diminished because of Kelim, it's still going to be Chayef. But Miyatu Bevinyan, but if it's diminished by something that's built in, Imesh Me Olav Gova Sartfachim Rochav Dalet Dalet, it's going to be Chayef. So if we go to what is on our page now, so, you know, He discusses that there's a Chazon Ish in Hilchos Eruvin where he discusses, okay, well, right, as we discussed last week, the Chazon Ish connects the, you know, the laws of what's considered a requisite size for a mezuzah versus what's considered a requisite size for to be considered a extension of an Eruv or extension of the city. So there he says that that when it comes to like a factory or office or something like that, so then the Kli Tashmishin would diminish that space. But then he says, at the end, he says, Aval Beveis Dira, where it's underlined, he says, Beveis Dira, it's in a house, Efshar Shekol Shumi Tashmishin Dira Ina Mimatin, that anything that is for the purpose of the Dira is not going to diminish that space. V'lefiza Nira Pashut, B'matvachim Shalanu, right, that's the part that's underlined, Sheyesh Behem Karos V'Shulchanos, right, our kitchens that have, what do you call it? Stoves and tables, sheish ovens, sheish hakavuim, v'alidei kach nismait midal al dalet. And because it's kavua, because it's set in its space, it diminishes from the 4x4 amos, kivin shehemi tashmishi adira, v'darkam liyosham, enam ematim v'chayim mezuzah. Because they are for the use of the room, the darkam, and that's what, you know, that's what these rooms have, that's what kitchens have, ina mimatim v'chayv and mezuzah. It's not going to diminish it, and therefore it's going to be chayv and mezuzah. Right? So that is the psak. If it's for the purpose of the room, yes. If it's not for the purpose of the room, no. So then it's going to be excluded.
What do we say about the center island that is included
or excluded? So, well, you said a center island would be... based on this principle, it would be included. The only possible way to exclude that he talked about before, about a pillar that rises in the middle of the room. So he said if it's less than dalet al dalet, so then that would be a... truth is, an Irvin, it's dalet al dalet, tfachim. But if it's less than that size, so then it's considered a pillar. But if it's larger, it's not. But so an island is often going to be... I think it's dalet al dalet. Where did we see that? That was... Right. The, he says it needs to be four amos by four amos. Four tefach by four tefach is the shear for Erevin. I'm not sure why he doesn't say that. Not sure why he doesn't say that. But anyways, an island in the middle of a kitchen is mitash mishe abayis. It's certainly mitash mishe abayis, and therefore it should count towards that size. I mean, it's true that you take this into account. This, you know, if you would go and say all those things are not included, you know, you could potentially have bedrooms that are not going to be large enough because you have you put a bed in the middle of the room, and there's not four amos in any direction. What you're going to say, so therefore the room's not chayv in mezuzah. So that's very hard to imagine. So we assume the bed is part of the Tashmishe Habayis. Right, so that is the... What? Yeah, so first of all... Right, so that would be one extension. I mean, he had... maybe it was in the Agrabo Alecha that I saw it. He said things that don't move because they're attached, it's in the Agrabo Alecha. Or even if they're not attached, if you would move them, they would break. That's considered as if it's considered to be attached. I mean, if you take the Chazon Ish to his extreme, he might say that. He might say that. Oh yeah, you wouldn't. And in fact, I think the Sefer HaMezuzah says there for that reason you wouldn't make a bracha on such a room, but I think we are generally making one just for the purpose of the room. Now there are, I think, a couple examples where a room might be that size and there might be a kli in the middle that would cause it to be exempt. I think an example of that might be like boiler rooms and things like that. Like sometimes you have a room, the whole room is 6 feet by 6 feet, and there's a boiler in it. So does the boiler count towards the 6 feet by 6 feet, or do you take it out? So you say, well, it's the tashmish of the room is to have the boiler. That's why it's called the boiler room. Well, yeah, except the boiler isn't for that room. The boiler is for every other room, right? that's not why the boiler is there. The boiler, right? And each dira is supposed to be judged independently. So I think it's somewhat of my own chiddush, but same thing with the water heater, right? So the water heater is in the room, but the water, you can't get water out of the water heater in that room, or I mean, I guess you could, but you wouldn't get water out of that water heater there. You would get it someplace else. So therefore, it's not for that room; it's for another room. So therefore, I think there's a decent case to be made that boiler rooms that are really only have the boilers in it perhaps do not require one does not have to put a mezuzah there.
Is there a minimum height requirement for?
For what? It has to, well, if it's above 10 tfachim, so then we might consider it to be a separate space. If it's not mitash mishabayis. So 10 tfachim is 40 inches. It's not that high.
So I'm thinking of a closet that goes down. I mean, it starts at about 7 feet, but then it...
Oh, that height requirement. Yeah, so it needs to be 10 tfachim high. So... Right, that is what I think. I'm not sure I ever saw that explicitly, but yes, that is what I think that is the case.
And does the shelving take away from that, or that's in a closet? You have shelving there, is that...
So, shelving might even add to it, the truth is. I mean, if you have the shelving on the side that's less than 10 tefachim high, you can make the case and say, oh, in that case, it's mitash mishe habayis. It's for the purpose of the room. But I think that, yeah, shelving, if it's for that room, would count. That's what that last section in the Sefer HaMezuzah. Now he gets into somebody, so gets into Aron's, gets into like those closets in Israel where they have the built-in those closets that, right, they don't have like separate, like no one came up with this idea of having a separate room in a, of a closet in Israel, right? They just have those like things that you buy. So the maybe those might diminish from the room because those might take away because A, they go all the way up, and it could be that what's in that those closets are not for the purpose of that room. I think I saw that discussion.
It's a separate space.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't... Yeah. Okay, so... Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
So now... okay, so continuing on then... wait. Ah, here we go. Okay, so on page 4, yeah, so here he also picks on, but then he asks a question at the end. He says, this is Kli HaMechuber L'Karka B'Kfiyas. If you have Kalim that are attached to the ground, this is a Sefer Agur Bo'alacha. Afim Hu, even if it's 10 Tefachim high, right, V'afilu Magia Ad HaTikra, and he goes all the way to the top, Chazon Ish Yistapik Mimayit Me'ashir. Chazon Ish is not sure whether that diminishes the shir, V'amavarich, but one who makes a bracha, they have on what to rely. So he raises the point here in the bottom of the right side. A footnote nun ches. I mean, he says a shevet alevi chilik b'shem marsham shemachli meshamish tzorach adir. It doesn't diminish it. V'im lav it is memai. But the Chazon Ish again orchaim kuf yud mashir that we're not going to distinguish. I mean, the Chazon Ish even a kli that is for the purpose does. Eino memai. One second. Ach Chazon Ish mashir she'ein chiluk. That doesn't serve the purpose would not diminish it. I'm not sure what that stands for. That if such a machine, I'm not sure what a machine habichar means, with regards to tchumim, it makes sense that a kli would not diminish the size of a house that's under it, because that's what houses are for as well. But the Maharsham Lama learns out from that, from the fact that it says in Shulchan Aruch, she'ilan ubor shehemi mashmishi hakarpeith, einu mamati mishir beis asayin. This is a din in Hilchos Eruvin, that if you have a space that is unusable, that people are not allowed to walk in, so that can upset the entire Eruv. So, like a lake or a very thick forest, that was those that are familiar with the Wynwood Eruv history. So that was why there, for a time, was a Eruv in the back of Lincoln Hospital to sort of cut off the forest in the back there. What?
The Eruv is gone?
In the back of Lincoln Hospital? Yeah, we don't do it anymore. There was a executive decision not to do that anymore. I spoke with Rav Schechter about it. He was... fully in agreement. But
policy decision.
Yeah. Years ago. This is like 7-8 years ago, Joel. Sorry, I don't know.
I remember. Because my son used to check because I was involved in the
Right. So we took that was it's already been a long, long time since we stopped doing that. Maybe I did it for one summer after being here. Maybe
and it was
two
also
summers.
Like
Well, it's the trees that are the bigger issue, but the different topic, way off. But anyways, Achlefiyin is dicey, right? He says, according to my opinion, ain't lomu midin beis sasayim. So anyways, so lacha there is that a elon and a pit that are for the purpose of the karpef do not diminish the beis sasayim. I mean, just because there's a pit there, it's not going to go away because it's for the purpose of the shear. However, the Maharsham says, I don't think you could really learn out one thing from the other because there, the pit and the beis sasayim are different than the dalet al dalet rules. I mean, the rules are just following different principles, and therefore you can't. But I would just add in this paragraph is what caught me a little bit, which I'm not sure. He says, Amnam belav hachi, that last section there, says, L'inyan mezuzah ein makam l'chalik. He says, the truth is, you can't really distinguish between a kli tashmisho l'shar kelim, I mean, what's used and what's not. Shri l'inyan mezuzah af beis otzer chayiv. A storage room is chayiv anyways. So mistaber she'afi mishamish chelik l'dior v'chelik l'ichson mitzarf l'chiv midin beis otzer. He says, and it seems to make sense that even if only part of the room, if part of the room is roof to live in, part of it is room used to store things, so they should combine to equal dalal dalal. V'im kli tashmisho enu amai tu'a din l'shar kelim. And if a kli tashmisho isn't, doesn't diminish, so other kelim also that are being stored there also shouldn't diminish it. So I would still say, however, that I'm not sure that applies to a to the heater, the heating room, the furnace room, and things like that. I still think one can make a strong case that that would not require one. I say the same thing, perhaps, by the way, by a in Torah Academy. So it was, I guess it was last year in Torah Academy. Someone called me in Torah Academy saying they want me to fix all the, they want me to check all the mezuzahs in the place. So I told the person, like, if it was the bunch of girls were having broken arms, and a bunch of kids broke limbs at various times. All right, so they said, why don't you check all the mezuzahs? I said, I told them I did it last summer. But if you want, I'll go around. And therefore, I don't, you know, didn't want to do it. But I said, I'll go around and make sure, you know, do an audit, so to speak. Make sure all the spots have mezuzahs where they are. So one of the interesting questions was the server room. Right, they have like this closet that's used for their server, for the, it's just computer equipment that's in there, like a set thing. So I was, I measured it, and there also, so it sort of measured dalet al dalet, but because these big server things, that took up a significant portion of the room, and it's attached to the ground, they weren't going to move anywhere. So I was going to say that it should be putter, but then I saw there was a chair sitting in the corner. I said, what's that chair doing there? So Rabbi Enten said, oh, that chair, one of the secretaries likes to daven mincha here, in this room. I said, oh, if that's the case, it probably should have a mezuzah then. I mean, then it's really going to be a, two, you know, it has a specific purpose for that, for her.
So they should charge her?
They charge her, right. It should be her her mezuzah.
And then from then on, nobody broke any arms?
Well, the truth is, Not until now. The truth is, now apparently it's happened again, and some have suggested I should off tape. there was a problem. I mean, I'm not sure I told you. There was a problem that was found. There was the woman who wanted this done. Her daughter happens to be in my daughter's class, and I did notice on the room to their door that the mezuzah wasn't wrapped. There was one of these see-through cases, and the mezuzah wasn't wrapped. And I opened it up and saw right away that there was a problem. And even worse, it was marked off that there was a problem. Like usually when you find a problem, so you put a marking on the side of the line where it's at. And then I was like, looked at another, after a few seconds, I was like, wait a second. I remember those problems. I remember that. And what had happened was is that I had given all the mezuzahs back. There were only, like, you know, out of a whole school, about 60, 70, and that had been there for a while. They only had, like, maybe two that were a problem. That was one of them. And I told them that, you know, here are all the mezuzahs. The wrapped ones are the kosher ones. And the unwrapped ones I'm giving back to you because you might want to use them, like, in a class, like for show and tell. So apparently not a good idea. That message did not get passed on, and someone put that into a mezuzah, which happened to be in this classroom. So you can read into that what you want. But there were like three or four girls that did have problems there, and no. All right. Anyways, so that is the Dalet al Dalet story. So now moving along here to the next sif. That was Sif Yud Gimel. So now we move on to Sif Yud Dalet. So Sif Yud Dalet, we talked about the other nights, are on page 5, I think, in the sheet here. So page 5, yeah. So there's Yud Dalet Aleph and Yud Dalet Beis, right? See, there's the top part and there's the bottom part. So it's quoted from the Torah that the Torah said that if you have a house, She'enu Mekora, that doesn't have a roof, so then it's going to be putter, meaning he puts it together. It doesn't have a roof, and it's not 4x4. So if it doesn't have a roof, it's going to be putter. That's the halacha as the Torah quotes. So where is he getting this from? So he says, well, it's a Gemara in Meseches Menachos, Beperek HaKometz Amar Rava Pischei Shimai Peturim Min HaMezuzah, that Pischei Shimai, it's unclear what that is, but Pischei Shimai are putter from Mezuzah. So that's a machlokas, Pligi Ba Rav Ruchume v'Rav Yosef. What are Piskei Shammai? So Chad Amar Deleis Lehu Tikra. One says that there's no top. V'Chad Amar Deleis Lehu Shikvi. That there's no side thing to it. I mean, I think that it's like a jagged, like it's sort of like the hole is made by just leaving the bricks out. So it ends up being that there's a jagged post on the side. So mashma, however, de lo pligi el beperusha de piskei shemai. Their machlokas was only what do the words piskei shemai mean? About the inyan dina, but with regards to the halacha, they agree to both cases, right? Kuli amamodu the vein leis lehu tikro vein leis lehu shikve peturim. That whether it doesn't have a lintel or if it doesn't have a straight doorpost, it's going to be pater. Okay, so far so good. We didn't say anything about a roof yet though. So then, however, then there's also and parakami de yuma also tani rav Shmuel bar Yehuda kami de Rava sheish shar peturim mina mezuzah v'chami nayu shar. She'enu Mekora. He says, and also, there is a Gemara in Meseches Yuma, right? We said the two places where mezuzah are discussed, two main places are Yuma and Menachos. So he says there that it gives a list of six gates that are pater from mezuzah. One of them is there's no roof. So Rashi in Menachos, back in Menachos, says, I'll tell you, tikra askupa elyona, meaning he translated as that there's no lintel, but lashon acher she'en habayis makora, that the doesn't have a roof. So Rashi actually translates piskei shemai as a doorway leading to a room without a roof. Okay, so then you have not the Gemara, the Gemara in Yuma, as well as the Gemara in Menachos, potentially both indicating that a room without a roof is going to be pater from mezuzah. Good so far. Okay, so then the Rush writes, he says, wait a second. That second answer of Rashi, Lishna Achrina Kasha, right, that's questionable. Demi Gara Mishari Chatzerus Dechayvim Mezuzah, right? We've spent a couple of Shirim over the last already talking about outdoor spaces that require a mezuzah, right? A porch or a field or a chatzer, right? The doorway leading to a chatzer that leads to houses is Chayvim Mezuzah. So what's Rashi talking about that a room without a roof doesn't require a mezuzah, right? What do we think a chatzer is, right? A chatzer is like a room without a roof. So the Rush says, "Venirali the ain raya mechatzir." No, you can't bring a proof from chatzir lebayis, because the chatzir darkelios kach. He says that's the way a chatzir is, right? A chatzir is designed to not have a roof. Umeshamish adiras habatim, and you do things in the chatzir for the house. Aval bayis eino roy lebeis dira, but a house is not fit to be a beis dira when there's no roof. V'chein kasev Rambam the bayis ain lo tikra patrim mezuzah. Rambam quotes it as well. So a room without a roof is going to be pater in mezuzah, as opposed to a chatzir, when it's designed to be that way, it's going to be chayv in mezuzah. Same thing, right? Even though the shari chatzeros, the gatehouses that lead in are chayiv, right? And that leads to a space without a roof. Hasam, that's where shebatim mekora psuchim lechatzeros. That's where the houses open up to the chatzer. V'chazar benu yerucham al divrei Ram, d'chein misnaber de'in aroy ledira im lo yeh mekora. Right? Plus there, it's not livable if there's no roof. As opposed to a chatzer, which that's the design that doesn't have a roof. V'chevan ta'arambam v'arash maskim ledas achas v'gam rashi l'chad lishna sabar kavasayu hachi naktina. He says, that's the way I'm paskening v'idchei lishna achrina mekamayu. Right? We're going to move the other lashon and say that this is the din. The din is if you have a house without a roof, so it's going to be pater. Yeah, okay, the second base Yosef doesn't, I don't think, seems to add much either. Oh, that he says if you have a roof, if you have half the room does have a roof and half the room doesn't have a roof, so then it would be chayiv if the door goes to the space, the half of the room that does have a roof. Okay, so that is that's a pretty good halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch reiterates it. Shulchan Aruch says, right, page 6, Shulchan Aruch says, Yudalid, Bayis She'en Lo Tikra is going to be Pater. Hay Miktsasu Mekoru, Miktsasu Eino Mekora, Im Hayaha Kiroi Keneged HaPesach Chai Mezuzah. However, if you have half of it with a roof, half of it does not, if the half that has a roof is opposite the doorway, it's going to be Chayiv, V'ushriyev Mekora Dalad Al Dalad. So long as under the roof you have a space that is 4x4. Okay, that is pretty simple. I can't think of too many times when this came up. I don't know, maybe a uh, um, I don't know, maybe like a baseball dugout or something. You could come up with such a scenario. But usually, in that case, anyways, you have the room that's surrounded by three walls, which potentially could have require mezuzah on its own. Okay, so the interesting part of the sugya shows up, though, I think, in the Pisrei Tshuva. So the Pisrei Tshuva Yud Gimel, at the bottom of that page, there's two halves to it. The first half is where he says, I am a Tshuva Sar Carmel, right? Shekasa b'cheder shekorin kich. You have a room called a kich. Shenichlis en sham lehesik tanurei beis achorif, where they used to burn the ovens of the winter house, so like a furnace or something. Machzik en sham lulin shel tarnagolim, and they put in a chicken coop there. It's going to be chayv en mezuzah, even though she ain't a mikor klal, even though there is no roof there. Mikol makol came in shadarko lios eino mikor, but because that's the way it's designed. Chicken coops don't have roofs. Domi l'shari chatzeros the chayv en mezuzah. It's like a chatzir that doesn't have mezuzah for this reason. Valimhu makom tinofes pater, but if it's totally dirty, so then it's going to be pater. Came in sheino beis dira kama shekasev hashach. As the Shach says, if cut the base, achim ein makom tinufas rak lepamim chayv mezuzah. But if it's only once in a while, it's dirty, so then it would be chayv mezuzah, like we had, like we discussed previously, like a baby's bedroom and things like that. But then he has the following thing, and here we start touching on the big lundisha, one of the big lundisha questions of mezuzah, which I'm not sure have any real great answers. I'm still trying to figure out, like, this is sort of like a space where people don't go. Sam, that picture is really freaky. Your eyes seem to move in that picture. But just saying. So the Ayin of Ishayel Sitshuvos Arba Turei Evan. So then he says, but look in the Ishayel Sitshuvos Arba Turei Evan, Sif Yadal, L'inyan Mashiyesh Berov Mekomos Chadarim Mekorim Im Mezuzah Uvasukos Podchim Hakiroi Umisachachin Ba'anafim. He says this happens someplace in many places. They have rooms where they have a mezuzah, and they have sukkos that go there. And in order to create the sukkah, right, what happens sukkos time? They remove the roof and they put schach down. So the whole year long, it's a living room, and then comes sukkos time, it becomes a sukkah. I think I'm trying to remember where I saw a picture of this. I feel like I saw a picture of this recently. Of like what sukkahs looked like in some shtetl in Europe, where they had.
Very popular in North London. They have these all over in North London.
Okay, I mean space places where people don't have yards and driveways and backyards and stuff like that, right? So they're gonna have they might have stuff like this.
Remember the Baba Verreba and Burr Park, the top floor over there. I mean, they had the big circuit for the yeshiva.
Right. Right, right. Yes, yes. I recall seeing a room like it was like they thought it was like camouflaged for a war because they had like these sukkahs coming out of the ground and like and I'm trying to remember where I saw this. But anyways, so that was in the script. Yeah, no, that's common. What I found fascinating about this was that it wasn't like a porch or right. It was just like space in the middle of a roof that was gone. All right. Anyways, but umezuzah kavua bedelas va'achar sukkas mashlichen aschach. So then after sukkas, what happens? They send away the schach. Umakrin im akiroi kimakodem, and then they put a roof like there was beforehand. Va'mezuzah kitakaykai, and the mezuzah stays there the whole time. So im yafehim osim olo. So are they doing right or not? I mean, they have a mezuzah there. Technically, over Sukkot, it's not chayv in a mezuzah. And now it's going to be chayv in a mezuzah again. So did the mezuzah leave? No, the mezuzah was there the entire time. So he says, v'das gadol echad. So one gadol suggested, di'ish bazeh mishum, tasev lo mina asoi. This is a problem of tasev lo mina asoi. What is that? When you create something before it's chayv in it, I guess you would say. Right, that you, so what's his case here, right, to put up a mezuzah before the house, right, let's say the doorway is set, but there's no roof yet, right, so can I put a mezuzah on that doorway, knowing that eventually the roof is going to be built, or this came up, we gave, the Ramah talked about, there's this Ramah in Hilchos Mezuzah that we discussed this over Yontif, the issue of the Ramah says you're not allowed to put up the schach before you build the wall, because that's a violation of tasev lomina aso. You have to build the wall first and then the schach. Now, why is it that that's the particular order you need to go in? That was a question as we discussed. But that's the concept of tasev lomina aso. So he suggests here that because the mezuzah was on that door before it was chayiv in a mezuzah, you have a problem of tasev lomina asui. So tzarech achar kach likach misham. So al kach, therefore tzarech achar kach likach misham a mezuzah. You should take the mezuzah off, v'likvo asami chadash, and put it on again. Right? Ulvarich aleha, make a bracha on it, because it went from a room not being chayiv to being chayiv. V'chena ala sheish lahachmer im nishpara hadelis. So too, if the door breaks, v'nasu otel uman l'takno, and you give the door to a door guy, right? You call him your door guy, and he fixes it, so then you should have to put on the mezuzah fresh, right? Kesha chozer v'koveyosa, it sounds like you took the whole door frame out. So when you put the whole door frame back in, you should have to do it again, right? V'shar esher tzarech lahotzi ha-mezuzah l'kvosa mechadash mishum tasa l'mina asui. I point out, by the way, you don't necessarily need to take the case off and reattach it. Usually you could just take the... You just slide the mezuzah out and put the mezuzah back in, right? You don't necessarily have to do the whole thing. So, Varav Bal HaMechaber Cholikov, he says, however, the author, this is the Arba Turi Evan, right? So the author, however, disagreed. He says, Chad, he says, first of all, the miyom lo yatsa sukkah hanal midechi mezuzah, right? He says, the fact that the sukkah, the fact that there was a sukkah there, it doesn't mean that the space was exempt from a mezuzah during that time. Dimishum the sukkah diras arai, hari cheder zed diras keva kol hashana. He says, yeah, a sukkah is putter from mezuzah when it's a diras arai, when it's an 8-day structure. But when it's an all year structure, so it could be chayv in a mezuzah, right? I mean, it's not necessarily putter then. He says, and second of all, lobetrin in sukkah hachag, el kisha osa l'shem chag. Af kisha osa tal diras keva petura, the mikre diras arai. Aval becheder zed, but in this, But in this room, shehu diras keva kol hashana vaday kami sukkas lo niftara. You should have a mezuzah up there, roll of sukkas also. Ve'ein lepotran also bishvil she'enu makora harei darko b'kach v'havi kamin chatzir. A similar, because with this whole roof thing, he says that's the way the room is used. Right, the room is used 340 whatever days a year as a living room, and it's used 8 days a year as a sukkah. Right, so that's. That's the equivalent of a chatzer. That's not the, right? So those 8 days, it's not a room without a roof, where that's a chatzer, right? That's the purpose of the space. So if you're going to be chayav for that reason. Right? V'od, the psul tasev lo mina asoy, lo have ela kishematchila asa bipsul. Right? That's only when you started it and put it up as puzzle in the very beginning. About imitchila nasa behechshu, we put it up kusher, and then you made it pusel, and now you're making it kusher again. So then you're going to be, that would be okay. So what's the? That's a very important sukkah example, right? They a little less popular now, but growing up, I remember we had a tarp that went on top of our sukkah, right? I don't know, people don't do it so much anymore. And I remember the Schwarzenbergers had a whole fancy mechanism that they had, right, with the ropes coming down from their second floor room, right, their whole thing. And we just flipped our tarp up on top, right? But either way, when you put a tarp up on top, what did you just do? You just created a puzzle sukkah, right? And then you take the tarp off, hopefully avoiding all the water that spills off as you pull it off, right? So what have you just done? You've just created a kosher sukkah. So isn't that a violation of tasev lomina asui, right? You created a sukkah by removing a roof rather than creating a sukkah. So no, that was a temporary thing, meaning it was built kosher, and then you made it problematic, and then you're making it kosher again. So that's not going to be a violation of tasev lomina asui according to this last thing. But what about the rest of it? Meaning he disqualifies it, but what about the taina of you have this room without a roof, and then you put a roof on, right? Is that actually going to be tasev lo mina asoi? So there's a lot more to discuss with regards to tasev lo mina asoi. Hopefully, it will come up in other comes up a lot with building, you know, with moving in and things like that. What exactly is the mitzvah mezuzah? So, for example, the whole idea of leaving your mezuzahs behind for the next person. So, what does the next person do when he comes to the house? Does he not do anything? Does he make a bracha? Does he make a bracha on the mezuzahs that were already placed there? Does he make a bracha when he, you know, probably because he calls his rabbi to come in and put them in the right places, because they probably were in the wrong place before, right? What exactly is his kiyum when he comes in? So, and if you suggest that, oh, well, what is the chi of a mezuzah? Is it a Jew owns a house, the house has to have a mezuzah? Or is it that, no, when you're in the house, you're required to be in a house with a mezuzah, right? So we'll get to this down the line, but there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, well, you know, if you take this to an extreme and say, well, your chiv of mezuzah is when you're in the house, so then, guess what? Every time you come home, you should have to put your mezuzahs up again, right? Because you weren't chayiv, and now you're walking in, and now you're setting up a chiv. So that chiv just all of a sudden happens automatically because there happen to be mezuzahs up on the walls already, so maybe that shouldn't be good enough, right? So Rav Kivager has a tshuva that he goes back and forth on this, which hopefully we'll get into down the line. And it comes up again, you know, with the 30-day thing. It comes up in several different things, but just in this context, the Agur Bo Halacha on page 7 here, so he just points out an important yesod in Tasav Lo Mina Asloi, which perhaps makes sense just to review, and that is, oh, sideways, sorry, if you have a way of making it straight, great, if not, I'm just going to open it up in the book. So, as you can see, he has a whole chapter on this topic of Tasev Lo Mina Asoi, but he hits on this Pischei Tshuva right away, right in the beginning. So, that's in Sif, the footnote Gimel here. He says, Pischei Tshuva, B'Shem Pri Chadosh, HaShuvas Dalid Turei, whatever that was, Dalid Arba Turei Evan, Chen Kaseh these things. But then he says, the truth is, but if not for those achronim, we don't actually find this idea of tasev lo mina asoi in anywhere else. Right? We don't say that, oh, that you, if you have a mezuzah for the shar, right, if you're going to put a mezuzah on the gatehouse into the space, we don't say, oh, the houses better be up first. There better be Jews living there first, but we don't say that. We say if you put it there, that would be sufficient. So he says here on the bottom line that I have underlined, says Vahayamakum Lafarishas Minhag Al Pimashanira, Shain Tasev Lo Mina Asoi, Keshachasir Bevayas, El Rak Keshachasir Bepesach. Says the idea of Tasev Lo Mina Asoi is not going to be when you're lacking a house. It will only be when you're lacking a doorway. I mean, the Gemara itself talks about taking a beam that has a mezuzah on and putting that in the house, saying that's going to be a problem. But anything else, meaning if as long as the doorway is there set, even if the house is not yet set, it's not going to be a violation of Tasev Lo Min Ha'asoi. Says, however, he goes on and says, Onam Einza Muchrach, it's not so clear. The Shiny Hasim, Shanas Bekash, was a little butla, see, okay, well, we'll get to that as we move along. But we generally assume that the space doesn't necessarily have to be chayv yet before you put it up on the door. And that being the case, that's why we're generally make it allow mezuzahs to go up even before the person moves in. However, I would point out that you can't really make a bracha at that point, right? The bracha would only be made when the person actually moves in, which then gets to the question of, well, is that really a bracha over liasiyasan? Is that really a bracha that you're making before you do the action? Because that's what needs to be done. However, if it's a continuous action, it should be fine, right? This is the whole, there's much to talk about here in Chabura land, but Lamaisa, I assume the tainas that the Arba Turi Evan has on the person he was quoting seem to be sufficient that in this scenario where there was a mezuzah on this living room that turned into a sukkah, you would not be required to take it down and put it up again later on for the reasons that he outlines. All right, any questions, comments, observations on this section here? Okay, so we move on soon. It's a room without doors and the issue of rooms within rooms. Okay, this is a lot of exciting practical stuff still to come. Okay, so have a good evening.